Chodesh Tov, and welcome back.
Thank you for making this a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 30th day of the month of Tishrei, Beis Rosh Chodesh here in the United States, and Yom Chamishi, the first day of Mar Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. It is a new month. We want a bracha, simcha, shalom, achdus, and geula. May all of our tefillos be answered with tova. As we've been sharing, the war sadly is still not over. There's still so much to daven for. We're davening for each of the kedoshim, the bodies, the now 13 hostages in Gaza, be returned immediately back to Eretz Yisrael for a proper burial. We hope we daven. May it please be today. We continue in a state of shock to dedicate these calls throughout the Shloshim in memory of OU Executive Vice President Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Zichrono Livracha. His loss continues to weigh heavily on our hearts here at the OU and across the world. I'm in Baltimore right now, literally standing in front of Rabbi Hauer's house, and a shiva call together with a group of Rabbanim from across the country. On behalf of the OU, it is my privilege to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Yisrael Motzin of Ner Tamid Green Spring Valley Congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland, as well as special assistant to the Executive Vice President at the OU, as well as Director of Kol Echad. Rabbi Motzin will share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by the recitation of Tehillim, chapters 20, 121, and 130, those are Parak Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. After Tehillim, Rabbi Motzin will lead us in Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English, and I'll be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Motzin will conclude with the Mishaberach Cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds so that each of us here on the call can add the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. We've been fortunate over the past few days to have on a number of Rabbanim who knew Rabbi Hauer best. Perhaps today with Rabbi Motzin, there's nobody over the past few years who has spent as much time with Rabbi Hauer as Rabbi Motzin did, as they rode the Amtrak up and down the Northeast Corridor, commuting between their homes in Baltimore to the OU headquarters in Lower Manhattan. Rabbi Motzin was incredibly close with Rabbi Hauer. And when we got the devastating news, Motzi Yontif, coming out of Yontif and learning of Rabbi Hauer's Tepira, Rabbi Motzin was the first person I thought to reach out to. The Chavod, with great honor.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for the opportunity to share some reflections. You know, over the past couple of days, just been meeting person after person who describes having lost a Rebbe, a teacher. The amount of people who described Rabbi Hauer as a teacher is mind-blowing. People who he met years ago and stayed in touch, people he met in passing, and just made such an incredible, incredible impression on him. And so I thought it would be appropriate to share some reflections of what I learned from Rabbi Hauer, what it means to have a Rebbe, and what to do when you lose one. So I've had, over the years, this incredible opportunity, both as a young man learning in Eretz Yisrael, spending a little time in a shul, eventually interning at a shul, working on some local projects through his shul, and yes, as Rabbi Herman mentioned, over the past 4 years working at his side as his assistant at the Orthodox Union. And a topic that we would discuss often, even in the earliest of years, a term that is used often is Das Torah, this idea of turning to a Rebbe and trying to have some perspective, teaching someone what to do. And Rabbi Hauer's perspective on Das Torah was very unique. He would always quote from Rav Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, how the purpose of having a Rebbe is as follows. It's not to have someone to tell you what to do. On the contrary, so the goal of having a Rebbe, the goal of having a Talmid Chacham to turn to, is that you're turning to someone who is steeped in Torah, The way they think is shaped entirely by the Torah that they learned. The goal is to listen to them, hear their perspective. Maybe it doesn't go to more than one person to hear their perspective, another Talmid Chacham, another person who has been shaped entirely by Torah. But then the goal is to take those perspectives and then to figure out for oneself how to apply them. Because as Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, the only person who really understands oneself is oneself. No one can understand us fully. We can only understand ourselves. And this is something Rabbi Howard practiced. He was not into creating followers. He didn't want to tell people what to do. And this wasn't only coming from a place of humility, which he had an incredible amount of, but it came from a firm belief in those he interacted with. He would share his perspective. He would tell people what he thought, what was appropriate, but ultimately he would empower them. He would tell them, I need you to think about what makes sense for you, how you should live your life. When his Rebbe passed away, his Rebbe, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, passed away, he was lost, felt completely broken, completely fatherless, same way so many of us feel today. He described how during the Shiva, he recognized that he had a void in his life, had to go ahead and find someone else to be able to try to fill that void. Found another Rebbe, found someone he could turn to. No one could ever fill the shoes of Rabbi Weinberg, but at the same time, someone he could turn to, someone who could speak to, someone who could provide perspective, but ultimately apply that perspective to himself, figure out how to move it forward. And I think if we were to take Rabbi Howard's legacy seriously, if we were to be able to try to walk to begin, to walk in his footsteps, what we need to do is be able to find people that we can respect, we could turn to for Aitzah, for advice. You know, I heard from one person who said he was hoping to start to build a relationship with Rabbi Howard. Now he lost that opportunity. Can't wait. We can't wait. Find people in our lives that we could turn to speak things through with, to gain their perspective, but ultimately to be able to believe in ourselves, to be able to learn from Rabbi Howard how much he believes in us, believes in every member of the Jewish people, how much each and every person is able to accomplish. So yes, we learn from others, we gain from others, but ultimately we have to believe that we have the capability of really making it. Be saying Tehillim Chaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmar LeDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yam Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Ya'akov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikaydash, Mitzion Yisadaka, Yizkar kol minchaisecha v'aylas chaydash nesrela. Yitin lecha chilvavecha v'chalatzos v'yimalei. Niranina v'shuasecha u'v'shem eleihinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalei secha. Ata yadati ki yashi Adonai mishichai. Ya'anehu mishmei kachai. V'gvurais yashai yaminai. Eilev arechev v'eilev asusim. V'anachnu v'shem Adonai eleihinu nazgir. Hima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisaydad, Adonai hoshia ha-melech ya'aneinu v'yam kareinu. Now continue with Tehillim 121, Kuschaf Aleph. Shir l'malais, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yeva yezri, ezri me'im Adonai, esei shamayim v'aret. Al yitein lamaitrag lecha, al yonum shem recha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan, shemer Yisrael. Adonai shem recha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yaymar ma shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikara, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar seitcha v'yacha, mi'atra v'yaday lam. Beflamid 130. Shir hamalais, mimamakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shemavikali, tiyena aznecha kashuvais, lekol tachanunai, imavainai sishmaya, Adonai miya amayr, biincha haslicha, leman tivarei, yivisi Adonai kibso nafshi, vilidvarai haichalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim labayker, shamrim labayker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, Yim Adonai hachesed varbi imay sedus, V'hu yivdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya, Ha'imdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, Hamakam yirachim aleihem v'yetziye mitzara lirvacha, U'me'afel elayra u'mishiv ligula, Ashto bagalav yizman kariv ne'mar amen.
As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal.
Mishaberach Aviseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, V'Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzvagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kachayis HaBitachayin, Ha'imdim Al Mishmar Atzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul Havanayin, V'Midbar Mitzrayim, Minayam Agadol Alavaya Rava, V'Chal Makam Shehem, Vayabasha, Bavir Vayam, Yitain Adainaya Saivenu, Hakamim Aleinu, Nigalfin Lifneem, Hakodesh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil Eschayalinu, Mikal Tzara V'Tuka, Umikal Nego Machala, V'Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha, V'Chal Masa Yedeyem, Yadir Saineinu Tachteyem, V'Yatrein V'Chesur Yeshua V'Atzeres Nitzachayin, V'Kuyam V'Hem Akasuhuv, Yadainaya Leheichem, Hahilechim Achem,
Now going to make a Mishaberach for Cholim. Going to pause for 30 seconds in the middle.
Mishaberach Aviseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Maishav Yarain, David Ushlaimai, V'Yivarech Asachaylim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem, Lachlimam, Lerapam, Lechazkam, Lachyasam, Nishlach Lehem Erafua Shlema Min Hashemayim, Lechol Evareihem, Lechol Gideihem, Yisrach Shor Chel Yisrael, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, Hashav Bagala Vizman Kariv, V'Neimar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Motzen. Really appreciate you being on with us and sharing with us. I apologize to everyone listening if there's any background noise. We literally stepped out of the Shiva at 12:59 and did this a little bit on the fly. And we're going to jump back in now. But really, thank you so much, everyone, for calling in and for being with us. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah together. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov.